Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District and McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about rural health care, an issue that has been at the forefront of our discussions for a while now. I understand that the plan for rural health transformation is underway, and what do we need to know how to apply for some of that funding?
Well, the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services, who is administering the federal funds coming to Pennsylvania, recently announced that the application period will be opening for the Rural Health Transformation Plan, what they're calling Rapid Response Stabilization, RHTP payments. The application period will be opening very soon. Applications must be submitted between May 1st and June 1st, or until the authorized funding cap has been met, whichever is sooner. So it's a very short period. Total funding available in this first opportunity is $25 million. Payment amounts are between $10,000 and $1 million. And qualified entities are hospitals, healthcare providers, or rural health facilities, certainly within specific regions. And the areas that folks will be applying under are aging and access, behavioral health, emergency medical services and transportation, maternal health, technology and infrastructure, and certainly workforce. They are noting that this is an initial opportunity and there will be additional rounds of funding. So there are future opportunities also. I have been advocating for this funding to be sent to areas with the most limited access, which I believe our area should be number one on that list. So I'm going to continue advocating for that. There's more information available at the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website.
The next thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is that you recently got to be a guest speaker for a fire department banquet in Bradford. Talk to us about what's going on here.
I want to congratulate the Bradford Township Volunteer Fire Department for 70 years of service to the community. I recently had the opportunity to join them at their annual banquet and serve as a guest speaker, and presented a congratulatory citation from the Pennsylvania House of Representatives to Chief Dan Burkhouse and the department president, Sean Galbraith, at their banquet. Had the opportunity to speak about initiatives that we're working on in Harrisburg to support emergency responders. We know that our emergency response agencies struggle with lack of personnel and certainly a lack of funding. And so we have a number of initiatives to try to help these agencies. And I appreciate the opportunity to serve as guest speaker at their annual banquet.
There's a new license plate available. Preserving Our Heritage is the theme. How do folks go about getting one of these?
Well, this new Preserving Our Heritage license plate is available. Certainly, if you're a history buff or a fan of the state's agricultural heritage, you can purchase one of these new special plates featuring Pennsylvania's bank barn and also the state's new Heritage Liberty Bell plate. This is a new design that is available for cars and trucks with a registered gross weight of not more than 14,000 pounds. Each plate costs $64, with $23 going directly to support the Pennsylvania Historical Museum Commission's education and exhibit programs. And to get one of these plates, you have to fill out an MB-911 form, which is available at PennDOT's website or certainly by contacting one of my district offices.
And finally, Representative, we're coming up on a election. When is the deadline to register to vote?
A very important deadline is coming up soon. Pennsylvanians who are not already registered to vote but wish to participate in the May 19th primary election should register to vote no later than Monday, May 4th. So that deadline's coming up very soon. Voters who prefer to vote by mail-in or absentee ballot have until May 12th to apply for a mail-in ballot and must return it by 8 p.m. on May 19th.
Representative, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.